This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Anybody feel like winning $1,000?
I am.
Oh, everyone's hands up. Huh. It's weird. Radar, R-A-D-A-R, radar. Oh, it's a palindrome. Radar. Text radar to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. This hour's code word is radar. New code word next hour. New code words throughout the day. 8 times a day. 8K a day on Alice. Who's that?
It's Britney, bitch.
Oh. It's Britney, bitch.
What does that have to do with anything?
Radar.
Oh.
Got you on my radar.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We've got a bunch of these.
Right.
So I'll read some of the stuff you guys wrote. And then we're going to head off into the weekend. I hope you have a great one.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Go Niners.
And hopefully you'll have power so you can watch the show. Watch the game.
I hadn't thought of that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Well, I just, you know, I'm hopeful. Watch on your computer. Maybe.
Computer? Shucks. You mean like a laptop?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm pretty sure I'll lose all the stuff.
Doesn't your thing have a battery in it? I mean, if you save it just for that, just for the football game, you might be able to watch it.
Doesn't the internet go off when the...
Yes. Yeah, there's no hope.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'll lose all the stuff. I'm not going to have any access to anything. Oh, man. It reminds me of Mexico in the late 80s. Anyway, our text number 800-400-3697. I was in retail, and we would call those credit card machines knuckle busters.
Oh.
Bum, they're getting rid of the raised numbers on credit cards with the power outages lately. They could definitely be used.
That's not
Though no one
point.
Has the swipey thing, LOL.
Right.
It was neat. I got the new credit card and looked at it and went, oh, look at that. The numbers are gone.
I should look at my credit cards. I feel like they're raised still. I don't know. I haven't really noticed.
I just got it like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Brand new.
I haven't gotten any new ones in a while. Everything
well, my
okay?
cards, I'm just looking at all of them. My Target red card doesn't have the printed numbers, but.
That's, you should not hold, do
AMX.
Not hold those up in front of the,
let me see the
idiot.
AMX.
The Amex. Here, the Amex.
Or hold okay, those in no, front of the camera.
That's the one I just got replaced.
Zoom in.
And it doesn't have numbers on it anymore. Mm. So when that gets replaced, you'll see a new one.
This is my red card. They'll save 5%.
I know Yuzi's in Hawaii, but who's this Nicole lady?
Nicole is, she used to be an intern, actually, and then she was board hopping here, and now she's, you know, just learning some of the, we're trying to get a little redundancy in here.
Mm-hmm.
People take vacations.
Right.
I'm going to have someone shadowing me. You're going to shadow me next week. You can be the new
Ooh,
Sarah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. You just have to learn to be way bitchier than you are.
My daughter and daughter-in-law have the same first, middle, and last name.
What?
My daughter and daughter-in-law have the same first, middle, and last name. My daughter is marrying a woman next year and taking her future wife's last name to end some of the confusion.
Oh, so like Mary Alice Smith married Mary Alice Jones, and now the other daughter's name was Mary Alice Jones, and now there's two of those, and so the lesbian lady's going to take the other. I get it. Now I get it. I don't know.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. What was the name of the band? Casino something? They had an awesome guitar opening.
Iguana Death Cult. Right?
Not quite.
What was it?
Yes, you're right.
Iguana Death Cult, the band... It's called The Band, is the name of the band. And Nude Casino is the name of the album.
Right. Been a long week. We've said a lot of words.
Lots
We're
of
limping
them.
Into the weekend,
Listen, I'm
everyone.
Saying all the words. Just because they're not in the right order doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to figure it out.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
My 11-year-old son keeps asking me if I told you that we are going to Boston this weekend to see the Pats game.
Oh, my God, you
are? He often hears you talking about them and seems to believe you would like to know.
Oh, I do want to know.
I wanted to take him before Tom Brady retires. Our tickets to the game were more expensive than our flights and Airbnb combined.
Yeah. Oh, well, my God. I hope you're not staying in Boston because it's not in Boston. It's...
And they're not even great seats.
I'm sure they've got it figured out, right?
Isn't it? But like... just to see his tears of joy when I told him, it was all worth it. Love you guys.
Oh, Tommy.
I have heard some rumors about Tommy.
Oh, what'd you hear?
The rumor going around right now about Tommy is that this is his last year with the Pats, and he plans to play another year.
Oh.
With another team.
So he's going to free up some cap.
So they're saying whether or not it's because he has some, like, wants to live in a different area. And but
they did
saying,
sell that big mansion, right?
Yeah,
isn't that on the
that's
market?
One of the reasons why the rumors got started. But
we'll see.
Someone directly told a reporter he's leaving the Pats and isn't quitting football.
That would be a bummer.
It would be a surprise.
I would be
bummed
by that.
I don't know why, if he were, especially if he were to win again this year.
I know.
Why wouldn't he go peace?
I am actually surprised he didn't do it a couple of years ago. He's got everything.
You won last year, right?
Yeah.
So what's...
I know. I don't know. He wants to play. This is who he is. I just feel like, God, if you make it this far into a career where you're in your 40s and you're not... You know, you haven't had your bell rung enough times to be, you know, I just feel like cash in while you're ahead.
Well,
he gets injured in his final season and then he suffers with that the rest of his life. Oh, that'll be fun.
Look, part of it is the guy likes to play. So that I get.
Sure.
I also do think there's
get a pickup game on the weekends.
Some people, the legacy thing is for real. Like, whether or not he's around, they're going to be saying that dude's name for 100 years.
Goat.
That's something.
Yeah.
Right?
So
I mean,
quit while you're...
There's your legacy right there.
He could have stopped after winning the Super Bowl last year. It's like whatever, fifth Super Bowl. He could have walked away, sixth even. I don't know, a seventh? He could have walked away. Top of... Just... The problem, these guys can't do it. It's like Brett Favre. He just couldn't walk away from it. If he retired and he couldn't not play. And then you just wind up being the idiot that kept coming back.
Well, he had a good run with the Vikings. It just ended.
Yeah.
He didn't make it.
Let it be.
I know in surfing, Kelly Slater, the name that most people know from surfing, he's still pro surfing in his 40s. But his whole goal, he wants to make the Olympic team.
Can he?
So he's got 11 world championships. Yeah, he can. Mm. The Olympics are in Japan in 2 years.
So, and there's no age limits or anything.
No, it's just a matter of you got to be in a certain space.
And is he still at that level?
He's in the standings right now. But, I mean, there's a guy who should probably left too, but...
Well, he's never going to stop surfing, is he?
He's trying... Well, no, but, I mean, competing... He's competing with people who were not alive when he won his first world championship.
Well, you know, that's one thing where, you know...
They weren't born.
I just feel like, you know, not saying at all that there's not a lot of effort involved in and skill involved in surfing, but it just seems like if you can be 40 and... be relatively uninjured in a game where people are carried off the field on a daily basis.
Oh, no doubt. It's totally different.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah, I'm saying you get out while you can. I mean, he'll surf the rest of his life. Maybe not at this level, but that's the thing he can keep doing.
Brady's 7-0, though. I mean, it's just like he's still performing at the highest possible level.
Well, Vinny will say he only had gimme games so far. So.
Yeah, they have only had gimme games. But
yeah, listen, even gimme games can go wrong. If you're not cracking on all cylinders.
You say that, Vinny. Only recently I was checking into a hotel and their system was down, and so they busted out the old carbon copy thing.
Oh.
My card doesn't have raised numbers, and it was a big headache.
Well, that's a one in a million thing. These days. Come on.
Why would a blind guy go to Hooters, asked 408?
I didn't want to make a blind joke being able to, like, appreciate the scenery. It's like he feels his way to the chicken wings, and that's as good as it gets. Oh, I felt so bad, but that person's just as bad as me.
It's not funny, Sarah.
It's
there were a bunch of those. Don't worry. None of you
areolas.
Guys were alone.
My areolas.
What?
Braille around those.
Don't try to say
just
that correctly.
Just trying to read the... Oh, my brother just yells every time anyone says areolas. It's areolas. All right.
Your brother.
Whatever you say, buddy.
That
Listen,
guy.
He considers himself an expert on all things booby, so.
Well, he's met his match right here. Who wrote the boob song?
Yeah, it's true. It doesn't mean you necessarily know how to pronounce areola.
No. Get out of here. Computer voice. My children all have my wife's maiden name as their middle name.
Oh, that's
She
cute.
Was the last of her family name, and we did that to help it carry on.
Oh, carry on
that's
my
nice.
Wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Woo! Oh, man. John's got jury duty today. I'm not going to get to sing all day. God.
You can sing anytime you want.
No, I need John.
You play piano.
No, I don't do that. I only want John to play
and
me some
songs.
Why don't
you songs. Get your sons in his room, hiding in
he
his room?
Oh, my God.
Pull him out of there.
He's like, will you be singing? I got to go.
Sheesh.
Yeah. That kid makes me feel real bad about my singing.
In California, if a woman wants to go back to her maiden name after a divorce, she has to ask permission from her husband to do so.
What?
Oh, I don't believe that.
That's bullshit. That's bull.
What?
I didn't say it.
What is wrong with
you?
Yeah.
It? I didn't
dumped
say it.
It. Just close enough. Whatever.
I said bullshit. It's like a beer. It's like bush beer or grolsch.
Yeah, right. It's like bush beer.
Bullsh.
Yeah. My bad. I hit the button next.
Yeah, you big dummy.
What's Nicole's Instagram handle? I want to see this hottie.
Okay, it's Nicole underscore D E J E S U.
Do you want that out there?
Everybody well, from I got a bunch of followers recently, so
yeah, she's private, so she'll have to accept you or not. So don't be gross.
How
yeah.
do you base the acceptance? So are you like going through their stuff and deciding whether or not they seem cool or
kind of?
How many followers you got now?
Oh, I haven't looked, but then like recently because I'm gonna go public so I can post about the dog on my but so I was just hitting follow
and hey then... in case anybody missed that story you're a Benicia girl and yeah. you found a dog last night at 10 p.m
mm-hmm.
a very well-mannered dog,
yes,
fully intact by the way,
yeah,
and no chip.
Yeah,
turns out there is
no chip in this dog.
It's a beautiful dog, very clean, looked well cared for, knows a million tricks.
Yes.
And
he can shake, he can roll over, basic stuff, but he listens well and follows me everywhere, like stays close to me. So that's how I know he's like well trained, because my dog will book it.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh.
So we're looking for this dog's owner. Somewhere
yes.
out there, there's an owner who doesn't have his dog.
And... yeah. And I post it on Facebook, and my sister posted it on our town Facebook page, and somebody took it and posted on Nextdoor, and still no updates on the owner. So
wow. So she's actually hoping the dog's owner. She loves this dog. She wants to keep the dog.
I want it, but then Bryn was right. It's too much work, and we already have a dog. So
dogs are a lot.
And you sound like you have no time at all.
I know. I really don't. But
still, good dog. It's a good dog, and the person who owns it needs to come. Will, I'm sure. I'm sure that person's freaking out right now.
Yeah.
And just hasn't gotten the notice.
It's in great hands, but I would love to return it.
Right. You're taking it to work with you today.
Yeah, I'm going to take for my other job, I'm going to take it with me. I like that one.
Boy, the dog is...
I am gay, and my husband and I kept our last names.
Oh.
I did it. A guy whose last name was Licking dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
Yes, cheerleading is a concussion factory. My daughter was in high school and current college cheerleader and is the tall person on the bottom of stunts.
Well, so someone could fall on you. Or...
she gets kicked and knocked over the flying cheerleaders.
Oh, boy.
She's had 3 concussions.
Who knew cheerleading was so dangerous?
I fell from a stunt once into concrete and broke my wrist. Mm-mm. We went on to perform at cheer camp the next weekend. No cast or anything. And yes, Vincent, I can still fit in my uniform 20 years later.
Oh, you
should really do that for whoever likes you. Mm. It's still one of the neatest
Sounds
things
like they
that,
do. They fit into it.
That ever happened for me. Mm. The leg kicks with no bottoms. Oh, look at that. We're out of time.
Well, we'll take a quick one. We'll be back to say goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Just a quick goodbye. Have a great weekend. I hope that the power stays on where you are.
Whatever,
and
right?
And hopefully you're ready if it doesn't stay
whatever.
On.
Whatever. It just is what it is.
What preps did you... What do you got going on at your house?
I am
going
to go home and take a nap. Oh, you mean for that?
No.
We're all
like,
prepped from the last time. We're
well,
fine.
You got to get some ice and maybe some coolers.
No, we're not going to worry about that.
I'm all right.
No, we're not going to worry about it. We'll go find food somewhere.
All right.
Forget it.
I hope that works out.
Yeah.
Turns out this Halloween party I'm going to go to is on whether it's like rain or shine. It's lights or no lights.
Oh, so you're raging this weekend.
Well, listen, if it's in the dark too, that's going to be crazy.
Wait,
what kind of party is this?
Are you partying tonight too?
No, just cards tonight. What? I will have drinks.
Okay. Six of them.
I mean, it's a long night. You know, they get there at dinner time.
Good for you.
Leave at midnight. So.
All right, everyone.
Friday. All right. You guys, listen, have a good one. And we'll see you next week. It's Halloween.
Stay here
week.
For Lexi. She's coming up next.
Yep, and then Jane, too.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.